today, the Torah, Rabbi Tzvi Zilber. Good morning. I'd like to discuss a topical Indian. We've just changed the clocks less than 48 hours ago, 1.5 days ago. So I think to myself, maybe I'll put together a bit of halachas which are connected with changing the clocks, specifically mistakes that can happen, that do happen, because of the changing of the clocks and the halachas around it. So even if the mistake doesn't happen to you or me, but the halachas are there, and the halachas, it's an opportunity to discuss them. The most common, possibly the most common mistake that could easily happen, which really ought to be made a point of, and that's really, I want to start with that one, because that is michshel which can easily happen, is the coming Friday. What about the coming Friday? What's going to happen is that's it. Lighting the candles, taking in Shabbos, Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos, has moved earlier, with an hour plus. Instead of the 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, it's moving back recently. It's now jumped back from, you know, around the 6 o'clock to closer to the 4 o'clock, or somewhere there between 4 and 5, and that can lead to a big michshel. So one has to be very aware of this, especially the ladies who are lighting. One has to make the point of telling them the time has moved back. So there's a few points here to discuss about Hadlokas Neiros. In the winter, or let's start with the summer. In the summer, many people light early. Many people make Shabbos early, especially when Nacht is late. So it gets very late. Okay, some people have the minig, but Chassidus Sholem, the others have the minig to make Shabbos late dafke. But otherwise, many people, possibly most people, make Shabbos early in the summer, which is fine, as long as you stick to the earliest time, meaning as long as you don't go before the earliest time of lighting. We know the earliest time of lighting the candles, and the same for Kabbalah Shabbos, is Plag HaMincha. So you check in the calendar when it's Plag HaMincha, okay, there's two plugs, Machlekes, which one's the plug here, the Amekil, to the first plug, that's accepted meaning, especially here in Europe, in England. So from plug you can light, not before that. Be careful not that before plug, but from, now, a lady doesn't have to rush to light the minute of plug. She actually can light up until Nacht. Not so simple, because if the husband is mekabel Shabbos, if the husband is davening Kabbalah Shabbos early, then the halacha tells us that if a man is mekabel Shabbos, his wife gets pulled after him, nigrar, she is part of, you know, he's the head of the house, so she gets pulled after him, and therefore many shuls will give an estimated time of Kabbalah Shabbos, when Boi B'Sholem is, when Mizmor Shirlem Shabbos is, and tell you, you know, the lady should light before that. What happens if she missed it? All right, not so simple. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like she shouldn't light anymore. Rabbi Feinstein has got kudah today. Okay, I don't talk about this, that's not so much the topic of today. But it can happen, but technically, possibly, very possibly, she can still light, even with the Eved, if she didn't manage, even if the husband's already dumped, there's a big chance she can still light. If there is no husband, the husband hasn't been a couple of Shabbos, for sure, she can light from plug onwards. What happens is that once the clock has been changed, all shuls, most probably all shuls, change the whole timing now. Because now we make Kabbalah Shabbos at the latest time possible. If we were to make Kabbalah Shabbos, Plag HaMincha, you make Shabbos 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, a bit too early. So now we've moved to being Mekabel Shabbos just before Shkia, which means that it's the latest time for lighting, not the earliest. And the lady should not delay further than the time she's given. And that's very, very dangerous, because in the summer, she's used to thinking, okay, this is the earliest time. Now, that is the winter time, so it's usually the latest time, so she has to be very careful to realize that. She can actually light before the time that she's given, but not after the time. So one has to be careful about this, about the plug. That's a commercial. Some about the plug, I just want to get to the summer, but this is more to get to Pesach time, when they move You know, when the ladies are used to, from the winter, they can light before the time, and then comes summer, you have to remember again, no, from plug is the earliest time, you can't light before that, only from plug onwards. I'll give you an example where people don't always chab this. Rebbe Kanievsky used to advise people, ladies for a schooler, for various things, to take in Shabbos 10 minutes earlier than they used to. Until someone pointed out to her that in England, in the summer, you cannot make Shabbos 10 minutes earlier than your husband's shul is doing, because that will be before plug, very often. No, not in the summer. You can't do before plug. Which, sorry?
Whatever.
Yeah, it depends. If Zman Shabbos, before Zman Shabbos. But she meant what you're used to. If the husband does the plug and she always takes in Shabbos with plug, just after plug, she cannot make it 10 minutes earlier. Okay. Yeah. So if your shul does the second plug and you're happy for it to have the first, that's fine. But could be your shul is machmir to the second plug. Okay, then you're still after plug. Yeah. I'm saying those who done with plug have to be careful. That's all known as that is. So she mentions on Shabbos, that's all. Yeah. But here in England, some ladies fell for it, didn't realize, and they lit 10 minutes before it was too early. There was a text going around, I think not this summer, I think the summer before. Please take in Shabbos early, l'schus, l'refuah, for this and that and the other. That text originated in Eretz Yisrael. And it was sent to England and passed on here. You can't make 10 Shabbos, you can't always make 10 Shabbos 10 minutes early. You have to be careful. That's before plug. Okay, that's a different discussion. But now we started winter time. So now it's the opposite. She cannot light late. And what can happen, and this is the first mistake we want to discuss, which can happen because of the change of the clock, what can, and unfortunately it does happen, that a lady comes this Friday afternoon, now the coming Friday, and she didn't realize. She didn't realize everything has jumped an hour back, and that therefore the time of Shabbos has jumped back. And by the time she realizes, it could be it's too late to light. And there have been stories, there's one story which I know of, where a lady was checking the clock, because the husband actually told her, no, lighting has jumped back earlier. When is lighting this week? Let's use the real time. When? 4:20. 4:20. So her husband told her, we've jumped back. Last week lighting was, but 5:30, and now it's jumped to 4:20. She kept an eye on the clock. Yeah, you know which clock? The clock in the oven. You know the clock in the oven? Her husband forgot to change it. So he was still an old 4:20, which, no?
Okay, it's 3:20.
Again.
So, she looked 4:20.
Ah, so now in the summer is the problem. In the summer is more the problem. You mean if the clock is in. The old clock. Yeah. You mean if she looked? Yeah, that was more the summer. That can happen in the summer, but Pesach time. Yeah, here, so what can happen? Yeah, here it wouldn't be a mistake from the clock. Yeah, true. No, that's a mistake. But here it can be. Yeah, too early. Yeah, no, not sure it'll be too early. But here the other way can be the mistake. She doesn't realize that the time has changed back. Now, we know what's the halacha. Let's discuss this a few minutes. Instinct halacha. A lady who didn't manage to light. So let's say, she just didn't realize, she knows from last week, she lit 5:30, so she thought, okay, 5:15, and who knows what, and by the time she realizes, well, it's dark, but it's dark outside. So what happens now? So there's a few things, a few important halachas, there's something to know. If it is between Shkia and Nacht, which means if it's not yet Nacht, look at the calendar, when his man says a kechovim, then there's a big cooler. Shechnoch writes that between Shkia and Nacht, one can ask a goy more or less anything that you need for Shabbos. It's not important halacha to know if you've got to put the heating on, the light on, various things, you can get a goy. So on Shabbos, it's much trickier to get a goy. You have to hint, and it can only be a removal. You can't put on the light, and you off the light. On Shabbos gets tricky. But Bein HaShmoshes, which means between Shkia and Nacht, you can't do Malachas, Chalilas, it's Shkia. But you can ask a goy anything. Oh. So here, if she hasn't lit, a lot of folks can say that it's Kedai, she doesn't have to, because there isn't much point in it. We'll come to work in a moment. But it's worth it to get a goy, because at the end of the day, then the lights, the candles will be lit. Which means like this, let's explain the problem. The problem is like this. If you get a yitul light, now you can't get yitul light. When can you get yitul light? I'll tell you when you can get yitul light. If she's been mekabel Shabbos early, and she didn't light. Somehow she forgot to light. It's a funny story. She lets her dump kabel Shabbos, and she realized, oh, I didn't light. What happened to me? So then, if it's before Shkia, like in the summer, get any yid on the street. If he's on the street, he's not in shul yet, he has been kabel Shabbos. And ask him to light, and then you can make a brocha. Better is he makes the brocha. But if you're stuck, you make the brocha. Better is he makes the brocha. And that's a good lighting, because a yid can be your shliach, another lady, even a man. But after Shkia, of course, you can't get yid. A goy can't be a shliach of a yid. We know, en shlichus la'akum, a goy cannot be your shliach. So when he's lighting, he's not lighting on your behalf. I mean, you asked him to light, but it's not as if you're lighting. So, no, you've missed that locus neiris. But there will be the candles burning, especially if it's embarrassing. You got visitors, who knows what. It's embarrassing, all the candles are there, unlit. It's a bit embarrassing. So you can get a goy, but you definitely cannot make a work on that. Because... Oh, that's next one. So if you get a goy, so it's good to know, you can get a goy between Shkia and Nacht. If you forgot to put the food on the hot plate, you get a goy. By the way, be careful of...
If it's the time where you brought in, the woman's brought in Shabbos,
yeah.
But it's in the middle of summer.
Then you can even get a yid. Yeah, but now in the winter, once it's Shkia, yeah. Be careful of Bishlakim, by the way, if you get a goy to put the food on. There was once a yid who came, went to the Rav Friday night, he went to his little boy, and he asked the Rav, the story of the hot plate was off, and they got a goy, ben Ashmoshes, and he wants to know, is he allowed to eat the food that was warmed up to the goy, ben Ashmoshes? And the Rav thought about it, and the Rav said, yes. The little boy piped up, I think it was a story, Manchester. The little boy piped up, and he said, but daddy, 1 second, wasn't the... Something was raw. Weren't the beans put in just before Shabbos? Bishlakum. Nobody can think to think of. Bishlakum. Okay, so obviously you can ask a goy to put raw food on, but otherwise you can ask a goy to put the light on, put the heating on, cooked food on the hot plate. Lighting, you can ask him to light the candles, you cannot make a brocha on that. Now, here comes the problem that she will have missed her lighting. Now we know, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Remor writes, a very, very interesting chumra. We don't find this by other mitzvahs, that if a lady forgot once to light, has to forever on add a candle. Very interesting knas. Don't find it by other mitzvahs, do we? Forget to put on tefillin one day, put on 5 minutes longer another day. Very unique to Adlokas Neiris, shows us the importance of this mitzvah. Adlokas Neiris says the Ramosh, Isha Shoka Pamachas Lahadlik, she has to add one extra candle every. Now, a lot of halachas about this. What happens if she forgot to light one of her candles? So she lights two, or she lights eight. That is ready machlokas, maybe halach means machlokas, the master will make on that one. No, that's okay. But if she didn't light anything, unless she's an oynes. Oynes means not a shoygig. What is shoygig? Means she forgot what she could have done better. Oynes means beyond her control. So if a person, a lady is never in the hospital, that's an oynes. What's another case of oynes? I saw the person can discuss. They were traveling to another town, another place, and they left on time. And there was terrible traffic, beyond expected. That you can call oynes. So she doesn't have to light again. But the person can discuss our case. If there was a change of the clock, and because of that she miscalculated, she thought I've got till 5 o'clock, or in the summer she looked at the clock in the oven, because that one wasn't changed, that is not called the oynes. You can't call that oynes. You can say you couldn't do better. You could have... It's a mistake. No one is blaming. No one is saying it's on purpose. On a shoygig, there's a knas. Can't call that oynes. So here, she possibly will have to light. Now, she'll have to ask a shayla, because electricity is... some place can discuss if she puts on the electricity after plug, like covered Shabbos. Not so simple. No one here not so happy with that. And I know here, a young man had this problem. His wife somehow didn't light. I don't remember why. And he wanted to say, well, we lit the electricity before Shabbos, like covered Shabbos. Some allow it, others not so happy with that. A bit, which? Yeah, possibly even if he did it. Yeah, because he can light. Not so simple. You know what else? So this is Shali. You would have to ask that she now have to light a candle each day again. Can get very embarrassing. So first, light 8 or 9 or 10 candles. She only add one more than no one is counting, hopefully. or maybe they are nicht. But if a person lights only two candles, then there's three, they can get. The person can write that she doesn't have to light the other candle in the dining room. She can light it somewhere else. If it's embarrassing, but she will have to light and add it as a guest. Also, the person can discuss maybe if she eats out, if she's, you know, staying out, she doesn't have to light. But otherwise, she has to light now an added candle. Do you know where this can happen easily? It's sometimes good to know. Do you know where it's quite, not quite common, but can happen? A color the first Friday night. She's not used to lighting, and everything is upside down. She's not eating at home. Shema Bochus, and everything is haywire, gone haywire. And it has happened, which comes to Shavuot, the mother asks, and who, how did the first lighting, forgot to light, not Poshet, she's starting off with a knas, she left to light, not Poshet, you know, so there was a lady who was getting all ready on to light, and she kept an eye on the clock, kept an eye on the calendar, and by the time she came to light, she realized something is off. Timing is wrong. She was looking at the wrong page of the calendar. You know, it was still in Parshas Bereishis, not Parshas Noach. These things happen. All right. Not to be shyless about these things. Let's move on a bit. Okay, so that was a bit about Hadlokas Neiris. That was a longer one. Let's see a few more things which can happen. What is can happen because of the change of the clock? So Hadlokas Neiris is a very important one. I want to make the point at home. Be careful because it's moved an hour and a quarter back to around 4 o'clock. Another mistake that can happen because of Hadlokas Neiris is a mincha after Shkia. Person didn't realize that mincha time has become much more limited. Okay, you can start earlier. You can start from 12 something. You can start mincha 12:25 or something. But the end time of mincha has moved back drastically and it's going to move back further. So what happens if a person has missed the time of mincha? So what is the time of mincha? Shulchan Aruch writes, mincha is ad halayla, till nacht. And the Ramo writes also, Ad Halaylo, Rishlam and Gimel, Sif Aleph, till Nacht. The Mishavuri comes along, and the Mishavuri says, no. Lav Dafke, it doesn't quite mean that. Mishavuri has gotten base, says, Mashkos Ad Halaylo, Lav Dafke, no, not quite. Because you can only daven till Shkia. So as we know, that is a major machlokes, because the mechaber seems to be making, and there are poskim making. The Mishavur's opinion is very strong about it, and the Litvish Yeshivish world is very accepted to be machmer till Shkia. In the Chassidish world, not all, but today it's more accepted that you can go till Nacht, maybe even till Rabbein Tam Nacht, that depends if you go to Rabbein Tam for this. So what does the Yid normally makbid on Shkia do if he realizes by 4:30, oh, I didn't realize, I thought I had a minion till now, 5 o'clock for Mincha, now it's half dark already. So the Mishvur writes, if you missed it, Mishvur himself writes, if you miss Shkia, and normally you makbid on it, then he's very not happy about it. He's really not happy, he says, b'shas atchak godel till quarter of an hour before Nacht. Shali's way is you talking about? You're talking about it's a soul and not. Here, I don't think they'll be making till, as far as I know, they won't be making till quarter of Nacht. Again, for those who are making Lechatchila, again, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those who are Machmir, normally Shkia. Here, they'll be making 20 minutes, half an hour after Shkia. That's not such an uncommon question. People call up this question, you know, 5:20 past 4. I have a mini mincha in quarter of an hour, but quarter of an hour is like Shkia time. Now Shkia. Should I now be chides or quote him now with minion? That's a good question. It's a good question. One of these impossible ones. You have to balance out. Depends how long after Shkia. Within quote of an hour, possibly. Rav Ozner writes till 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, waits for a minion. Mishmur himself seems to say bichid is better. Mishmur's opinion is bichid is better. Rav Ozner says till 13 and a half minutes, call it quote of an hour after Shkia. Possibly it's worth waiting for a minion still, but not much longer. That comes the shalom. Okay, so that's mincha. If you take a missed it, if your mamish mischeshen the time, you didn't realize the end time is shorter, then you missed it. And you do like a person who misses mincha. So he davens, he's mashed. Davens Marev twice, Tushman Esres by Marev. The only time you don't daven Tushman Esres is a person who has oinus. That's right. If you answer the whole period, that a Weinstein, the story about this Weinstein, tell you Weinstein, oh, you know Matzoli, that's right. Weinstein, I have a relative who was on holiday now summer. He was driving out to a minion in the mountain, in the lakes. He was driving out to a minion, it was just for Shkia, and it was very bad rain, terribly windy road. His car, everyone was okay, but his car flipped over. He went to a U-turn on the road, close relative. He slipped off the road into a ditch, the car was upside down, and he's lying there upside down. He told me he's lying there upside down, his children are screaming. Of course, everyone was okay, not the car, mind you, but everyone else, the car was gone. And then he gets a phone call, somehow he picked up the phone and asked, no, you're coming from Mincha. He said, I'm not coming anywhere, I'm stuck in the car upside down. He was not far from the house, they all came running, they didn't know Mincha. They were right. They all came running because they didn't know how, little children there, they pulled everyone out. Yeah, when she please came. So then came the Shaila, do they have to do Namar twice? So this is a real oinus. Obi is right. Oinus only helps. You only don't have to make the Shulman oinus if you're oinus in the whole period of Mincha. Here they weren't. Could have done Mincha earlier. Okay, they didn't plan to. They didn't have to. Then you didn't have to do Namar twice. Okay, so that's... Which?
You're waiting for a minion.
Not a point,
though.
It became on as later.
Doesn't help. What other thing can happen? Oh, okay, let's go quickly. I want to say something about Sukkot. What else can happen is Zman Kriyashma. Zman Kriyashma has now gone earlier. So let's be very careful about that. Zman Kriyashma has gone... So Zman Kriyashma, I mean, yeah? So Zman Kriyashma has gone, yeah, quite a bit earlier. Right? Yeah. So when... Which?
Now
earlier. So one has to be very careful about that. And one has to be careful about being careful about it. Meaning... that we have sometimes this feeling, Sazan Kirishma, unless you have a Messiah from your Rebbe's, which is very rare.
Sazan Kirishma has gone earlier, the morning is going later.
Yeah, wait,
but that
creeps up again.
Sazan Kirishma, it's now light earlier.
In the winter, it's going later.
Yeah. I'm talking about the change of the clock. Yeah, slowly that's going to happen. But from this week now, because the change of the clock, we've jumped back an hour. Yeah. Slowly we're going to catch up and go further. Yeah, definitely. But meanwhile, we've gone back. So one has to be very careful. So Zohar Krishma, Chiv Derei Samamish, to have Zohar Krishma. If one has missed one's Krishma, you can still say the brachos of Krishma till Chatzos, but not... You missed the mitzvah of Kirishma. The last thing I was thinking of is Shalashudas. Shalashudas also has gone, the time has gone much earlier. So again, many people are machmir teach Shalashudas for Shkia. What happens if you missed it because you miscalculated? So again, Mishvur, this is even easier than Mincha. Nishkefelech, Mishvur is quite easy on this, that you can still wash after Shkia, especially for mitzvah Shalashudas, even if not for that, with Zicher, if the mitzvah, you can, various things he relies on, makes various combinations, you can still wash for Shalashudas even after Shkia. But of course, one should try and keep track of that. So these are the four things I could think of, which are mistakes which can happen. So we spoke about lighting. Not to forget that lighting has gone earlier. What happens if it did? If one did miss it, Mincha Shkia is gone earlier. What happens after Shkia? Mincha Shalshus after Shkia and Sevzman Kriyashma. Small thought, a few minutes on Sukkot. We just finished a major period of Yom Tovim. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, "Poshatati eskutanti." Eicha Elveshenu, there's a marshal to this person there who is very close, his doidi, his beloved, his close one, is coming to him. But by the time doidi comes, which is a marshal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kal Yisrael, by the time the beloved one comes, he's already gone to sleep, he's already taken his clothing off, he's already lying down. Peshatati es kutanti, I've taken off my clothing. And then there's a knock on the door. I should get dressed again now. It's hard. And by the time he makes up his mind to get dressed. Doidi has gone away, chases him, the old marshal then, Shir Hashirim, which is the marshal, says the Gaon, there's a message here for the period after Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a very, very uplifting, inspiring time, holy time, especially Tishri, which is so many holy days and different aspects from the year of Yom Neuroim, Rashonim Kippen, Aseres Metshuva, to the Simcha of Sukkah, Aseres Metshuva, of Chanamoy, Sukkah, Chanamoy, Daldminim, Sirve Shevet, Simchas Torah, it's all different. Says the Gaon, when a person is wearing a garment, he says, even if the garment gets a little bit dirty, he'll still continue wearing it. He's not going to run to change it. But if he's taking the garment off, he won't put it back on if it's got a stain on. Says the Gaon, a person has got habits which he knows are not perfect. Whilst he's going, whilst the year is going on, he manages, he pulls along, tugs along with those bad habits. But when he took off those those garments, because he's been through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where a person had a mechilas avoinus, a mechilas kapos avoinus, the averus were taken away. And one has to believe, even though one doesn't feel it, one has to believe the averus have all gone, it's a new slate. The Chiddush Orim was asked the famous question, why do we say slachlonu marav motzi Yom Kippur? We've just been through a whole Yom Kippur and a kapos at the end of the day, the Gemara says. So what's this? I'm not been out of shul yet. What have you done? So the Chiddush Orim said, Rabbi's answer to this. Chiddush Orim said, slach lanu for not believing enough that Yom Kippur actually takes away all the averus. So says the Gun, now that it's all gone away, one shouldn't put back on those old habits. After Yontev pulls on still a bit, you know, we're not saying Tachton still, because we're in the month of Tishri, so we're still connected to the Yontev with various things. So the Gaon says, you've taken off those garments which have those stains on, don't put it back on. Peshat it is katanti, don't put it back on. Eid once came to the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, and he told him, he was very good at math, and he told him, he's made a calculation, that was for Nusach Sfard. In the Nusach Sfard, they shake 69 times the lulav every day. Why 69? Sorry, 90, I'm sorry. 90 times, why 90? Well, 6 to each side each time, 6 side, times 3. So that's 36. No, that's 18. Now, in Nusach Sfard, the Sheikh Bahoydu, once, Ono and Ono, and then again Bahoydu, and when you make the Brocha, first time. So that's 5 times 18. So he said, oh, isn't it a shame that Chazal didn't make us shake once more, because if you have once more, you have 91, psh. Sukkah is Gematria 91, and Malach is Gematria 91, and Omen is Gematria 91. Pshia, isn't it a shame once more? The Pnei Melech looked at him and said, yeah, you forgot. There's one more shake Chazal wanted to do. Shake yourself up a bit. Shake yourself up a bit and take with from the Yom Neroim. He has to take upon himself something that he should last. He should, you know, do something to make a change. Sometimes the small things, whatever it is, whether it's in Davening, whether it's in Lenter, whether it's in Middes, whether it's in Chesed, the person can find something, he can shake himself. He'll be the 91st shake. And Baruch Hashem, with that, we will take the Brocha with of the Yom Neroim. Have a good winter. Yeah.